10% of WYXR's annual funding, $85,000, used to come from federal support. That funding is now gone. If you enjoy this archive, please make a donation, start a monthly gift, or add a few dollars to your current one. As public media faces an uncertain future, support from our Memphis community matters more than ever. Give now at WYXR.org.
Welcome to another edition of the Baroque Down Palace, brought to you by WYXR in Memphis, Tennessee. I'm your host, Patrick Sansone, with another hour of music from the 1960s and 1970s, tracks that have an orchestral element in the arrangements or some influence from the classical world. And let's get right into it with the Beatles once again, with Glass Onion here on the Baroque Down Palace.
I told you about strawberry fields. You know the place where nothing is real. Well, here's another place you can go.
Falls so heavy on my soul. afloat. I heard the captain cry, explore the ship, replace the cook, let no one leave. Ships come home to die. No lofty peak, no fortress bold could match our captain's eye. Upon the seven seasick
Sunday, I love Sunday. street. We can hear the sound of feet walking by. I'll put coffee on to brew. We can have a cup or two and do what other people do on Sunday morning. Sunday morning, Sunday morning, Sunday, Sunday. I like Sunday, Sunday morning. Come home with me.
You are listening to the Baroque Down Palace, and you just heard Margot Gurion. Margot was a songwriter predominantly in the 60s that wrote tunes that other people recorded and charted with, but she did make this one album in 1968 called Take a Picture that features this song, Sunday Morning. This song was also recorded by Spanky and Our Gang, who had a little bit of chart success with it in the late 60s, and was also recorded by Glen Campbell and Bobby Gentry on their duo album that they also put out in 1968. But this is Margot's version from the album Take a Picture. We started the set with the Fab Four, the Beatles, from their self-titled album, also known as the White Album, which was also released in 1968, and the song Glass Onion, a John Lennon song with an arrangement by the great George Martin. That was followed by Spirit, another album from 1968, their debut self-titled album. Spirit, led by guitarist Randy California and also his stepfather, jazz drummer Ed Cassidy. The two of them were the musical force behind Spirit. And this song is from the debut album from 1968 and is called Mechanical World, featuring a great string arrangement by an arranger named Marty Paich. And I did some research, and it doesn't look like Marty did a whole lot of rock arranging. Perhaps he came into this through Ed Cassidy, the drummer, because he mostly did arrangements for jazz records. But an interesting fact, this arranger, Marty Paich, was the father of David Paich, who was one of the founding members of the band Toto. That was followed by Procol Harum with Salty Dog, this track being from the 1969 album of the same name, and it was the third album for Procol Harum. They had big success with their debut album and the classic Whiter Shade of Pale. But this is album number three, and the song sung and written by the keyboard player Gary Brooker, who also did the orchestral arrangement on the track. And that was followed by Margot Gurion with Sunday Morning. Let's jump into the next set of the show with a track from the bass player from the band Cream. This is Jack Bruce with a track from his first solo album, and this is called Rope Ladder to the Moon, here on the Baroque Down Palace.
You asked me to a party, to a house just by the moon. Loving, the end was much too soon. You asked me to the theater in a place quite near the sun. You gave me golden sunbeams. Your act was all in fun.
I'll set you free, what you wanna be. Show me the way and I'll let you see what you do to me. Well, it's not enough to live. If you're gonna take, then you have to give. We're for the dark, baby, you and I. Show me the clouds and I'll give you sky if you want me to. Show me the crowds and I'll make you sigh if you take me through. Well, it's not enough to be. If you're gonna look, then you have to see. You do to me. Well, it's not enough to live. If you're gonna take, then you have to give. We're for the dark, baby, you and I. Show me the clouds and I'll give you sky if you want me to. Show me the crowds and I'll make you cry if you take me through. Well, it's not enough to be. If you gotta look, then you have to see.
Just one more year left behind.
That was John Martin from the album Stormbringer, an album credited to John and Beverly Martin. Beverly Martin was also a folk singer and songwriter in the English folk scene in the late 60s and had married John Martin in 1969. They traveled to Woodstock, New York to make this album, which is called Stormbringer. The album features Levon Helm playing drums on a few tracks. He's not playing on the track that we just heard, which is the title track called Stormbringer. The album was made under the production of producer Joe Boyd, who had a label called Witch Season that had signed this group of English folk rock artists in the late 60s, a very influential group of artists and records that came out of that time. This track features the piano playing and the arranging, the orchestral arranging, of a great musician named Paul Harris, who is an American musician and worked with a lot of the greats of 60s and 70s music, Stephen Stills, Judy Collins, Grace Slick, Seals and Crofts. Also, he did the string arrangements on the album The Soft Parade by The Doors and played piano on the album Brighter Later by Nick Drake. We started the set with Jack Bruce with Rope Ladder to the Moon from his first solo album after leaving the band Cream. The album was called Songs for a Tailor, came out in 1969. That was followed by Badfinger with the song We're for the Dark from the album No Dice from 1970. Badfinger were very associated with the Beatles. They were sort of discovered by the Beatles and the Apple Records team. And this record is their third album and was produced by Jeff Emerick, who had engineered some of the Beatles' records like Revolver and Sgt. Pepper, and also co-produced by Mal Evans, the Beatles' road manager. The song was written and sung by Pete Ham, inspired by a line from Shakespeare for the title We're for the Dark. And the string arrangement was done by the arranger Harry Robinson, also known for the incredible string arrangement for Nick Drake's River Man. And we ended the set with John Martin and Stormbringer. We're going to take a short break, but we will be back after this with more Baroque Down Palace. Welcome back to the Baroque Down Palace. Let's continue with some more music here. This is a band called Curved Air with a song called Melinda More or Less here on the Baroque Down Palace.
Lovely lady falling, laughing down the glory of her rainbow. Lovely lady reaching, crying for the comfort of the day glow. Melinda, more or less, Melinda, more or less, Melinda, more or less in dreams. Different when she wakes again, she knows it all begins again. Sleeping, waking, rising, falling down, but calling out to deafened friends, that's how it ends. For Melinda, more or less in dreams.
like a guy right now that don't want to face the reality in the one I love leaving me. You know, loving you too much, not wanting to realize that you're in love with someone else.
And it hurts me so.
Gain control. pick up the telephone. Tell him you want him home. To sit and watch the evenings pass and read in the leaves on grass. I'm caught in a closing door.
Was America with Another Try from their album Holiday, which came out in 1974. This was America's fourth album. They had already had some big singles, some big success prior to this, but this was their first album with George Martin, the Beatles producer, at the helm for production, and they ended up making six albums with George producing. But this was the first, the album Holiday, and the song was called Another Try, written and sung by America's Jerry Beckley. We started the set with the band Curved Air, a British progressive rock band from the 70s, and a song called Melinda More or Less. This is from their album Phantasmagoria, which featured the original lineup of Curved Air. They went through several lineups and through their career at one point in the mid-70s. Stuart Copeland, the drummer, was in the band before he formed the Police. But this is from Phantasmagoria, which was the original first lineup of the band, featuring the vocals of lead singer Sonia Christina, who prior to Curved Air was in the first UK version of the stage play Hair. After Curved Air, it was the Delphonics with Tell Me This Is a Dream from the album of the same title, which came out in 1972. This was their fourth album and their fourth and final record working with the great genius of Philly soul, Tom Bell, as producer and arranger. After Delphonics, it was The Hollies with King Midas in reverse from their album Butterfly, song written and sung by Graham Nash. This was on the last album that he made with The Hollies, just before leaving them to start the supergroup Crosby, Stills, and Nash in the United States. And that was followed by America with Another Try. Well, that is just about going to do it for this edition of the Baroque Down Palace. We have a couple of more songs to play, but before that, let me just thank you for joining me for this hour of music. It is my pleasure to bring this music to you every week. And we're going to go out with a couple of songs by an artist named Colin Scott. It's a bit of an obscure record. It didn't really have any success in its time and has gone on to become really kind of a cult record. But if you are interested in UK progressive rock, I think this will be interesting to you. It features quite a cast of some of the all-stars of UK prog rock, members of Yes and Genesis. Some of the background vocalists on the album are Peter Gabriel and Phil Collins, who had both been in Genesis. Also, Rick Wakeman plays on the record, Robert Fripp, John Anderson. So it's a bit of a prog rock all-star affair with this record, and some really beautiful songs. We'll play two of them here as we end the show. This is from 1971 and Colin Scott with Take Me Away on the Baroque Down Palace.
Take me away. Take me to places where the butterflies and buttercups are smiling in the door. Take me away. Take me to places where the seasons are.
Give us us pennies for the years that we have spent. With any luck, we'll make enough to pay the rent. Do the dance now. Do the dance now. Still remember 1945. Do the dance now, David. Glad to leave the army, glad to be alive. Do the dance now. Around the city, 'cause we can't forget the drill. Can't find a job, 'cause all we know is how to kill. Do the dance now. Do the dance now. Time for Queenie. Not that Queenie cares. Do the dance now, David. Queenie built the empire here in Leicester Square. Do the dance now. It's fast forgetting how to sing. Will you stay with me when I've broken all the strings? Do the dance now. Do the dance now. Do the dance now. Do the dance now. Dance now. Do the dance now. Do the dance now. Do the dance now. Come on. Do the dance now. Do the dance now. I tell you. Do the dance now. Do the dance now. Won't you? Do the dance now.
The Baroque Town Palace is brought to you weekly by WYXR in Memphis, Tennessee, and a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. More information can be found at baroquedownpalace.com.
Choices is celebrating 50 years of reproductive health at their 50th anniversary gala on October 26th at the Kent. Get ready for a groovy night with a 70s disco glam theme, taking us back to their founding days in 1974. The evening doesn't end there. The after party features DJ Bizzle Blue Bland, go-go dancers, and free drinks and food. Tickets are available for both the gala and the after party. More information and tickets can be found at choicesgala.org. That's choicesgala.org.
You're always on the roam. When you you can't take care of what you've got at home. Women in the streets are looking good to you, but don't you know your woman is looking good to somebody too? You're doing, you're getting what you want, but you're losing what you got. You're getting what you want, but you're losing what you got. I think nobody wants them, but that's where you're wrong. Your best friend was over last night while you were gone. Never take her out. Never have.